in the bond.
Well, where did the
I was real low. I remember down here in Hidalgo. Now, yesterday, of course, it's so windy. You see, my father would walk out. See, he owned that block all around. And he'd walk out of the gate and go right over to the courthouse. You see, the courthouse is just south of it. And we had an iron railing all around in front and half, and the rest was picket fence. And at one time, there was a custom house built on that property. I have a picture of that,
Tell me about it.
Well, I guess my father, built a place that rented it to Uncle Sam. It was on his property. And at one end was a meat stand where the butcher and hang it up there. And way over in the other corner, where he never could see it. I remember on that block. But when I go, it always depresses me because it's so dilapidated.
I can tell how beautiful it once was.
You saw pictures of it. Took a lot of money.
When you went down, were there other buildings, like barns? What was the barn like? Tell me what it was like there. Because where I come from, they're all two stories. So tell me what the...
Oh, no, we never had a two-story place down here. We had, I tell you what, they were long. You see, we didn't have to worry about the cold weather because it always faced south.
They opened to the south?
Uh-huh, and they had, you know, ever so often, it had a post to support the, when it was cold weather, the cows would be in one part of it, and the horses were in the other. And they were protected from the up above and on the north and on the sides. And they just go in there and huddle in there. I guess it put hay on the ground. I don't know.
Well, when you drew those plans, I was looking at those good plans you drew of the house.
I tell my son-in-law, he's a geologist, you know, and I'm going to tell him, you know what I do? He said, I sure like to have seen it.
You had stables on there. You said that you pointed to him and said the stables are here.
Yeah, the stables.
So was that for horses or for horses and cows? Or
No.
What is stable?
It was one long thing, and we had... you see on the plantation, they had all we kept there was a couple of horses, because my father drove a buggy, you know, one horse, and he was only on Sundays that he'd ride in the surrey with two horses, see.
Would the stable be something that you'd have at a house for two horses and a barn, something you'd have at a farm? Or plantation for several horses? I don't understand the difference.
Well, I really can't. There was a place for the horses and a separate place for the cows.
But did you call one a stable and one a barn, or was it all the same?
I think we called it all the same, a stable. Mm-hmm. Stable. And then we had a place for the chickens.
What did you call that?
And that was out there in that part. It was a chicken house.
You called it a chick?
Chicken house.
And you wrote chicken coop on that?
It was a chicken coop. Mm-hmm. Yeah, chicken coop. Mm-hmm, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Was that for all the chickens to live?
Yes, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You see, we had a lot like vegetables and all were growing on the plantation. But we had our own chickens at home, you know. And but I say it was just one place. See, they really didn't have to have a place, a roof over their head, except in so little cold weather, you know. And we had an ox cart. I have a picture of that somewhere. And a girl visited me from Indianapolis. And there were a few, and it was waiting for the government, a few that bridge, you know, down on, well, we didn't have a bridge then. We rode across the river in a boat, rowboat.
Oh, yes.
And I can remember we had a thing that you put oxens. And I don't know how we ever had that, and I don't remember much of the oxens. I don't know how long it was there, but I can remember that. I remember we'd get up in it, had great big wheel on each side, and then we'd get up there and they'd poke the thing and they'd drive us in that. But I don't know how we ever come, I don't know whatever happened to it, but I remember that. And when this girl visited me, that was, I was out of school. And her picture's taken in that old ox cart.